B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Outright tonight.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to all across the Delaware Valley.
Get excited.
Midday Show, Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano. And, Jay, it's a Friday, so today's
I'm pumped up, it's Friday.
I know. You know what's terrible is when you have a pang of, like, you know, I feel like throwing a couple back now.
And early.
It's not good.
Are you and the bro at the pub with Bobby?
Yeah.
You know tossing what? Back. Hey, we'll do a noon shot.
You know what it is, too? I still have that morning thing in me.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro and Bob and I would go to the bar at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it felt normal to have a pint.
Well, you ended your work day.
At 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that was happy hour.
Yeah.
When you run that schedule, it's happy hour.
Which is not good. So, I got to get to this. I'm really curious in your opinion here. And we're gonna be bopping around with all the teams today.
Yep.
With, like, kind of deeper questions. Kind of diving deep with each of these teams. And great get, because you got Carter Hart with us today.
1:30,
at 1:30. So I'm really looking forward to talking to the kid. So I'm really curious when I last night I had on a buddy of mine from Sports Illustrated. He's actually like my mentor. His name's Gary Smith. He's one of the renowned American sports writers. He's an amazing
smart man.
Yeah, I mean, he's an amazing guy. Like he dives into, it's not sports, it's more what's around them, the story around them, and he dives deeply into psychological things.
Yeah, psychological warfare.
And he always makes me think. Like, what I love about him is that, you know, he's one of these people that, you know, when he says something, he gives you the other side and he makes you think.
He's a cerebral guy that forces you to look at things through a different lens.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, which
exactly.
is awesome. I love that stuff.
So we were, you know, he and I were talking about Brett Brown earlier this week, and so I had him on the show last night to talk about it, so the people could hear it. And so we started getting into it, and his whole point. Now, see what you think of his point. His whole point is, forget about X and O. He might be deficient in that realm, but the job at hand is to get this group of talented players to all buy in, all sacrifice, and all play together and want to play.
Come together with the same goal.
Like, you've seen it blow up all over the NBA. No, there are no bigger divas than in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA's got power.
And it's a big stats-driven.
Sure it is.
Oh, I went for 48 last night.
Man,
you know,
it's,
that's huge.
You know, it's pride.
Yep.
It's such an interesting league because there's so few players. There are so few great players. The great players have all the sway. And just the game itself. Like, you know, one of the things I love about the game of basketball, the game, is that it can be ego and it can be team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, baseball's all individual, right?
Football's
all team. I don't care, quarterback or not. So the difference between, and hockey's all team.
Yep.
Right? So basketball is the only sport that I think truly melds individual and team together.
I absolutely agree. And then you couple the fact that the marketing of the league is so star driven.
Yes.
And it's what you do on the floor and how you end up on SportsCenter and, you know, 550 plus games in a row for James Harden or the last 12 games of Paul George. You look at those things and that's how the game, that's what drives the game. But it's interesting too, because like you said, it can be a team sport like Golden State, who moves the ball incredibly well. And that's, you know, they figure the more I move it, eventually there comes the mistake on the defensive end. There we get our opportunity with this. And then also, but you can have the one-on-one matchup. Like everybody, hey, like move out of the way when Iverson and Jordan lined up against each other and Iverson crossed them over.
Yes.
You know, that,
yes.
The one-on-one battles like down low with between Embiid and whoever, you know, some guy he's talking smack with. Or the storylines of Embiid and Westbrook.
Yes.
It has everything.
Yes.
It's theater.
It is. And because of that, it's funny, I heard recently there was a story, Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr says, you guys have no idea the amount of brush fires I got to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, just look at the Draymond and KD thing.
Like, the thing could just could blow up, and it's a powder keg.
Oh, it's volatile.
At any time,
yep.
Right?
With all those egos? Yeah.
And that's the Warriors who just win championships, right?
And they present themselves on the floor as very selfless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but that's the role of a coach.
Well, look at Belichick.
But he's different because he's got swag.
Yeah.
He's got swag. Like, Pop's got swag.
Certain guys they have so much cachet.
Yeah.
That no matter what they say, people go, you're right.
But Steve Kerr doesn't have that.
No.
Like, you know, he's got it. Right. He's got to earn that.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing with this group, and it's Gary's point, that you look at the four. Forget about JJ because he's a team guy. You don't have to really worry about him.
Yeah.
He's not a star. He's a good player.
Very good.
The other guys are stars, right? You got the young superstar in the making in Ben, who controls
it's like casting a movie.
Right. Like, exactly. Who is in control of the ball.
Yeah.
You got the now generational big man who's got, you know, who could be one of the all-time big men of the game.
And the personality equals his size.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Joel Embiid could be Wilt, Russell, Jabbar, Shaq. I mean, there's no, he could be all that wrapped up into one.
Yeah, he could go end up as a legend, which is hard to do.
And he's from another country.
Mm-hmm.
And he's incredibly intelligent. All right?
That's one thing I think that gets lost about him.
He's
as savvy as they come.
Yeah, he's really smart.
Yep.
And he's got, like, you know, he could be a pain in the ass, too. He's got that thing. He could be a pain in the ass.
We've seen it.
Then you got Jimmy.
Oh.
All right? So Jimmy's on a whole other realm because he's self-made, because of the way he grew up. I mean, he was homeless.
He's Richie Aprile.
Yes.
He comes in as this heel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's a great analogy.
He comes in and upsets the apple cart.
He's the jacket, man. Yeah. He's the jacket.
I'm earning with two hands here.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Great, great point. He's got, like, you know, he doesn't know. He's very frugal with his money. He's a self-made man.
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't need, I'm done. I can retire right now. I got all the money in the world to last me.
More than you ever dreamed of.
Right. And the guy was living on the street.
Yeah.
Guy was homeless.
Yeah. So you're right. And when you have that perspective, money means more.
Right. You know? And he's a killer. Right. He's got
Stone.
He's got a killer in him. And you got Tobias Harris. And Tobias Harris is a guy that has immense ability. And it's just waiting to flare. He's about to blossom.
Yeah.
He's been with
five teams.
Yeah. Well, this
five
is the
eight
fifth.
Years. Yeah.
Four stops before that. He's another late bloomer like Butler.
Yeah.
And now he feels like it's his time.
Time to capitalize.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are the four roles. If we're casting a movie, these are the four main roles.
All different dynamic.
And they all got to mesh and buy in and sacrifice a piece of their game.
To achieve the ultimate, which is an NBA title. And that is Brett's biggest job.
All right,
it is not substitutions.
No.
It's to get these guys on the same page like Charlie did with that team in that clubhouse and kept it competitive and loose and together.
Yeah, except, you know what's funny? Because I think Charlie gets a bad rep. Charlie was a great... He was a great baseball manager.
Yeah, he knew everything.
He knew the game. Like, he was a strategist. Yeah, he understood. He was a smart dude.
People took the way he talked
exactly.
as being the way he thought, which was unfortunate.
But the parallel, I think, is Doug.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Because there's some play calls you go, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why would you...
Situations.
Why would you run Carson on a play like that? Like, you know... You're going to run him on a read option? Like, that's ridiculous. Why are you doing this? And, you know, and then he's also open to when Nick Foles goes, hey, I want to run a sprint out and we're going to have
Golden Tate hasn't done anything yet.
Beat his man.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the gift. The great gift that we talked about all the time with Doug is that he's a great coach because he's a leader. He's a great leader. So now goes back to Brett. And Brett's, obviously, there's holes. We all see them.
Yep.
But are they talented enough that if they play together and there's a coach that makes them buy in, that they overcome whatever strategic deficiencies he's got?
Boy, that is a very, very difficult question to answer. I got to think about it. We want everybody to weigh in on that, because you're right. We know what the deficiency in strategy is. We know what the deficiencies are in substitution sometimes, and who to get the ball to. Like, the Boston game's a case study, because you knew that Brad Stevens was going to shut down Embiid and Simmons, so you called it Plan B, Plan Butler. That should have been the strategy, but it wasn't. But if he can get all of those guys together, can he overcome those deficiencies?
That's right.
Or do you have to have all of those guys together and not have those deficiencies to have ultimate success, both this year and beyond? Interesting question. All right, 610-632-0975.
Later on, I have a Carson question that's going to rock your soul. Rock you to your soul.
You're going
to
make me uncomfortable.
Yes.
Okay. And also today, by the way,
because I'm uncomfortable thinking about it.
I'm going to throw to callers today, Fact or Fiction Friday. I wrote about 40, 50.
Love them.
Fact or Fictions, everything from the world of sports and food and music and everything else in between. So we'll throw them to callers, we'll debate them, and we'll have a fun show here today on a Friday afternoon. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. That's Anthony Gargano. I'm Jason Martinez. And we are exclusively right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't worry about it. 10:22. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. It's the NBA All-Star game this week. So, no hoops, no Sixers. The break is upon us. Do you like the All-Star game? Will you watch it?
Yeah, I will. Because the NBA All-Star game is the best one.
I like it, too.
It is. I like the skill stuff too. I like the 3-point shooting stuff.
Yeah, me too.
The dunk competition, that's obviously lost its teeth a bit.
They don't have it.
Yeah, and that was great back in the day.
Yeah,
Mike and Spud Webb.
Nobody participates in it.
Yeah, that's the thing. And like, if you're gonna do the 3-point contest, like, let's bring in the best 3-point shooters, even though they're not all stars. Like, let's make it an exhibition.
Well, they do.
I remember Korver did it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, they do that, yeah.
Yeah. So I like that, and I like the game. I can watch it for a good period of time. I can't make it through the whole thing, because it just becomes, like, kind of ridiculous, unless there's a guy going for, like, 50. Like, maybe Kemba does that this weekend in Charlotte in his home barn. But, yeah, it's the best one for sure, because it's an exhibition of athleticism.
Right. And it's the only one that I think holds interest. The problem with hockey is now the format's so different than the real game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. Baseball lost all of its cachet because once interleague happens, it loses all the romance to it, right?
Yeah, it was great because you never saw, a guy like Cole Hamels have to deal with
right.
Ken Griffey. Well,
exactly.
Crossing generations, but still. You know, that was cool.
So interleague loses it. Football blows. You can't have a game. It
doesn't resemble the game. That's
well,
why,
because yeah. You can't have a game for grins and giggles.
Yeah. Not football.
No.
You can't do that.
It's got to matter.
Yeah.
You can't do it. So
and
basketball,
you can't make it matter.
Right. So basketball goes back to the playground.
Yeah. And it's awesome to see the best players in the world having fun and being really creative. That stuff you can't do in games because there's just too much risk to it, in the sense that if it doesn't work, you look a fool when you need points.
Yes.
So they can have, like, you know, get really crazy and athletic, and it's the best one to watch. I don't like the hockey one because they leave the goalies out to dry too much. I like the skills competition in that sport more than I like the actual game.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I agree.
So, yeah, and there's not much else going on this weekend, you know.
College.
Yeah, you got some college hoops. We're getting ready, getting closer and closer to conference championships and tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of
it's dead zone.
Yeah, it is. I like Team Giannis's starting lineup.
Yeah? Somebody ran a simulator by on it, and I think that they won.
Team Giannis?
So, yeah.
See, Giannis has him, Curry, Joe, George, and Kemba.
Whoa.
Like, that's pretty
good. Hey, hometown kid, too.
Right, well, that's the thing. Yeah. And then LeBron's got him, obviously, Durant, Harden, Kyrie, and Kawhi, which is ridiculous, right?
It's obnoxious. It's like a dream team on each side.
Well, it's fun. Like, choosies is fun. And then, see, LeBron's bench is outrageous. Look at the bench. Anthony Davis, Dame Lillard, Klay Thompson. I mean, Bradley Beal.
He could shoot, man.
I mean, that's...
This team could shoot.
He's got Ben. Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, throw about all the scores. And Team Giannis, all they got is Westbrook. He doesn't have a lot of... his bench kind of stinks. Blake, Jokic is good, but not for this.
Yeah.
Lowry, you know, Middleton, eh. Oladipo's hurt. D'Angelo Russell, eh. For this, you know what
Team
I mean?
LeBron.
So, you know, Team LeBron's just deep.
Well, how about this, though? I'm so interested to see Ben in this format, too, because... You went back to the summer league back in Vegas a couple years ago, and those passes he was making, like, whoa, his ability to see the floor dish.
With these dudes?
Yeah, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I want to see Ben look like Magic Johnson in his prime, yeah. Dealing the ball.
When I was a kid, I used to love the All-Star game, right? So, you know, and we always had Sixers. Like, Doc would always play, Moses,
sure.
Right?
Barkley.
Charles all the time. And, like, the whole thing was, like, you'd always root for your guy to win the MVP.
Yeah. You got rooting interest.
Yeah.
We got two guys there.
Joe, at some point, he's going to win it. I don't know if it's this year. It's probably next year. Because, you know, they kind of allow someone to take.
They team up Iverson.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Kobe won.
Kemba could be the guy this year.
There's a story, yeah.
Like, he could score 60 and lose.
Yeah, if he's feeling it, the teammates are just because they know the crowd's going to get into that, and they're just going to feed him the whole time.
Right.
And nobody's going to play defense. They barely play defense in the regular season anyway. So, yeah, you're right. It could be, Kemba would be the guy that I would, if I'm betting, I would say he's going to get the MVP
in Charlotte. He's 14-1.
Is he the favorite, or?
No.
Is it Steph Curry?
No, LeBron, Giannis. The usual people are the favorite.
Yeah, see, I could see LeBron just deferring in this game to the next generation. That's what I don't think he's going to be the one to get it.
Yes.
But then again, it's LeBron. He may go out there and say, I will make a statement.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And his statement is, hey, come out here and play with me in L.A. Look, I ain't done. I just schooled all you boys.
Yes.
So, all right, 610-632-0975. We got Fact or Fiction Friday questions as well that we'll get to with the audience throughout. Let's get to the phones, though. Let's talk to Ian in Westchester, starts us off on the Fanatic. What do you say, Ian?
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Anthony, I have to agree with you. I think Team Giannis' starting five has a lot better talent to match up with LeBron's starting five, but LeBron's bench is going to be the killer in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that bench is ridiculous, man.
That bench is all shooters. It's in an All-Star game with no defense. They're going to be open all day.
Exactly.
It will. But I have a feeling, I know you said not this year, I have a feeling this is going to be Joel's year to outshine and show that he's the best center in the league. I think he's going to dominate the All-Star game and be the MVP.
He could. Listen, he could. That could happen.
I think one of the matchups I really want to see is I want to see everybody step aside for the old playground style and let Joel and Ben Simmons go one-on-one.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Let them as a friendly matchup.
Yeah,
no,
I would love
defense.
That.
Each of them gets a shot at offense, go right back down the court. Each of them gets a shot on defense, and let's see. Let the two playmakers of the future.
Yeah. ISO at each end of the floor?
Yeah, so each end of the floor, one-on-one.
I like it. That's pretty cool.
It's a show for the All-Star game. Let the fans get into it. I think seeing two generational talents go at it.
That'd be fun. I agree.
Yeah, that are on the same team.
Yeah.
I want the All-Star game back here in Philly, by the way. I want the NBA All-Star game to come back.
So the last time we
saw it. Absolutely. We had the chance in 98, and unfortunately, lockout killed it. So
they had it when Kobe won it here, didn't they?
Yeah, it was 2000.
2001? Was it the 01 year?
It might have been 01.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
I'd love to see it back here.
I mean,
me too.
I mean, basketball's so alive and well in this city. It should come back here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think if we win a championship within the next couple of years, the NBA might give us an all-star game just to get the fan base into it. And, like, as a reward, you guys won the championship. All right, let's give you an all-star game.
The only thing is they're plotted out years in advance.
Yeah. It's usually like 3 or 4 years in advance.
Yeah, so.
All right, brother. You want to factor fiction? Friday factor fiction, Ian? Let's start you off with this one. The Eagles will have a better regular season record and go farther in the playoffs next season. They were 9-7, and they got to the divisional round of the playoffs, so they'd have to get to a championship game, and they got to have 10 wins. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fact. Yep. Wow.
At 11 wins, and depending on what they do at running back, we get a running back, and with the rumors of AB or anything, you get AB, and I think we easily can improve on that.
All right.
Do you think that's a great call? Thanks, brother. Good stuff, Ian.
Appreciate it, Ian.
God, man, does he go after one of those guys?
Howie?
Yeah.
You call him. He ain't Howie Backpage. He's Howie Frontpage. And he's Howie Hero and Howie Luya. He always makes a big splash. And a lot of times it happens, Ant, when you don't expect
it. No, I know.
I have a fact
I want to say yes. I want to agree with Ian. I think the regular season record will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Like so hard, though, right now.
Yeah, there's so many variables right now.
I mean, you don't know. You know, you got cap issues. You got, listen, when we talk about the Eagles and I give you the Carson thing, that's going to be a big deal.
No question about it.
All right, here's your future All-Star games. So, where are we at? Chicago is 2020. Sacramento, 2021.
I got Indianapolis in 2021 here.
I got Indianapolis 2023.
Oh, do you?
I got Detroit 2022.
I have Cleveland 2022.
That's weird.
What's going on here? What site are you on? I'm on Wikipedia.
I am on ESPN, some ESPN derivative. And it says, I guess we should go to NBA.com, they'll know.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to look at that right now. So, we'll see. 610-632.
It was that year of 2001. In fact,
magical season.
Yeah, Mikey just checks in on the text board and says that Theo made the All-Star team that year.
Oh, is that right? Theo Ratliff, number 42?
Talk about a waste.
That was horrible when he went down.
Yeah, it was done.
What were they, 42
and 14? That was his whole career.
When they went down, he was blocking shots like
41 and 14.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then Dikembe comes in. And
well, they get Dikembe to match up with Shaq. That's what they tried to do. It was a mistake, but, you know.
Yeah, like,
I understood, like, you know, you try to go and match up with Shaq. And Theo, there was no guarantee he was coming back anyway because he was a soft ass.
Yeah, well, that was a great. I mean, they started out that season 10-0. Right out of the gate, you go, oh, this might be something special. This feels different.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great time.
Two game sevens against Milwaukee and Toronto on your way. Vince Carter. Remember that? Who was on that Milwaukee team? Was Finley on that team?
Michael Finley? Jeez, who was on that Bucks team?
Cassell was on the team.
Sam Cassell, yeah.
Oh, the dog was on there, Ray Allen.
Ray Allen. Yeah, it was Ray
Allen. He was making shots.
Big right. Dog. Sam Cassell. Didn't he look like an alien?
He does.
With the bald head.
My favorite Martian.
That head, yeah.
And the eyes, too.
Tyrone Hill. That Milwaukee team was interesting. This Milwaukee team, this year.
That's interesting.
See, here's the thing.
I'd like that to be a lot less interesting, to be honest.
These playoffs are going to be incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's the next thing on your sports calendar. That's of major consequence.
Tournament.
Tournament, yep.
Opening day.
And then, playoffs are going to start probably week 2 of April.
Yeah.
Like April 14th or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff on the horizon. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's go to Phil in Bristol on the Fanatic. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, in 2008... what I said on the show, and Charlie Manuel heard, and it helped us to win a World Series, and that was changing Brett Myers from a starter to a reliever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, we did it, And I got some news for Brett and Anthony. I'm glad that you're real good friends with the mayor and you talk to him and he listens to you and the show and everything like that.
Nobody listens to me.
Yes, they do. We need to go back to something he started the year with. And it's only because of, you know, Elton did some things for us, but he did not go to me all the way. Not doing Maritech, not doing Morris's brother, okay, which, you know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever we have, we're dealt with now. But now we have to adjust to that. And Brett's got this weekend, this long weekend, to go back and watch films of the last few games and everything. I think, and I'm hoping he hears this, he needs to move Reddick to six man. He's the only guy that would do this. He would do this. That means you're moving one of those guys up for defense who's not going to be a great scorer.
You would bring Ennis and Ennis
start.
Ennis or Simmons, whatever we have. I mean, it's what we have left over. If it's Scott, it's Scott. But here's why I'm saying it. You check his minutes against Boston, 34 minutes. For Reddick, who's a little light on defense anyway, less time, and I want him in at the end of the game. When we need him to shoot three.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a good point.
Here's the thing. A little less time for Reddick. Instead of 34, down to maybe 28, 26. He's a bit better on defense. He gets, because he's always running.
He moves off the ball nonstop.
Like, Phil, it's a good point. It's something that he should think about, because you are devoid of the three in the off the bench. See, the problem, though, if you have Ennis in, now your starters, you have two guys that can't shoot. So now the problem offensively is you can give two guys a shot and you can focus on the other three.
Yeah, if Tobias isn't dropping them, then you're really in trouble.
He's your only 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
That's the real issue. So I thought he was going to go here. Listen, I agree with like minutes played and that sort of thing. And, you know, against Boston, knows how to get them. I don't know why they can't just rotate differently. So, you can always help out with Reddick. But the way they play defense now is got to change. It's got to change. Their system now it's got to change.
If they're going to have success, it needs to change.
It has to.
Yeah.
But I thought the only thing they're truly missing is a backup one that can shoot. I'd rather have Tobias Harris than Mirotić. I mean, you know, to me, Tobias Harris was a steal. Like, I love him. But they still need a backup one that can shoot.
And that guy could still shake free via the buyout.
I mean, you saw TJ come in and, you know, listen, he plays hard. The problem is that he
can't shoot for free.
You can't play him if JJ's in the game, because you have two guys that are tough that can get exploited.
Yeah, any coach worth his salt is going to know if those two guys, that you're really in trouble at the other end of the floor.
Well, yeah, you're vulnerable to post up.
Yep. 610-632-0975. Nick in Collegeville's on the Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Nicky!
I should not have any cell issues right now.
Oh, good.
Listen. I called about your initial point at 10 o'clock, but your first caller said he'd love to see Ben Simmons and Joel go opposite ends, back-to-back, you know, D it up like old school. Yeah, that sounds good, and we love both players. Joel's range is 3 feet to 35 feet, and Ben's is 3 feet to 3.5 feet. I mean, he would dominate that. Fade away, short, you know, mid-range, long range.
Well, it doesn't play into Ben's hands as a guy who's more of a facilitator than a scorer, obviously.
Right. Like you said, Jason, what will play into Ben's hand is this weekend, because all he has to do, nobody wants to play defense, so all he has to do is dish the ball to everybody, breaking, shooting. So I hate to say this, Ben's going to look like a monster superstar amongst his peers this weekend. But, I pick on him way too much, in your opinion. You're probably right, but Ben is going to look fabulous this weekend, but it's not who he is. I mean, he's going to look fabulous because W's going to play defense and he can hit cutters and shooters all day long, and he's going to look like a monster, superstar. So.
Well, but it is who he is, because if you surround him with guys that can shoot, he can get guys the ball.
Yeah, like they have done now with Jimmy Butler.
Even when they do play defense.
Yeah.
But, look, at some point, look, I love the team we have right now. I said when I really, really, really liked the team that went into our playoffs last year, Bellinelli and
Ilyasova.
You're right, exactly. But I love this team right now. I think this team is poised for a playoff run. What happened, and that's why the Boston game was so disappointing. But what happened there was you had a couple players that just were slightly off their game. In a 7-game series, that's probably not going to happen. And Tobias is going to not go, you know, 0 for whatever. And Embiid hopefully will not be taking 8 or 9 threes when he should be, you know, dominating the paint with all the space inside.
Yeah, he should be taking no more than 4 threes. But and Tobias was 0-for-6 in that game from 3. It wasn't his best shooting night, and his shots were contested. The problem was at the other end, weren't contested.
And all that said, it's basically a one-possession game.
Yeah, it could have tipped the other way very easily. Mm-hmm. There was a call at the end of the game that was not made. That could have been the difference. Jimmy Butler missed a couple of free throws. That could have been a big difference.
Yeah.
So you have all those factors. 610-632-0975.
Of course, Kyrie didn't play, so let's...
Yeah. And see, a lot of people believe that they're a better team without him, though. I never believe that when you're missing your best player, you're a better team. That logic escapes me. It just does. 610-632-0975. It is a glorious Friday. We're having some fun today. We're going to kick it around. Carter Hart will join us at 1:30. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez on The Fanatic.
It is a wonderful day. And look, as all this stuff happens and we geek out with the tournament and everything, you need to bet with the best sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. That's Parx Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parx has it all for the sharps or for the first-time better. They make it easy to get your action. You can bet the spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much, much more right there. The sportsbook inside Parx Casino is an oasis. All the action on the big screens right in the middle of the casino. Plus, their free bet slip builder. The app, it lets you plan out all the bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There's also sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at the South Philadelphia Turf Club right there on Packer Avenue, right near the stadiums. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club. And Parx Casino, by the way, has incredible food options. We were there last night for the show. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, the Parx Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and of course the great classic Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best, the sportsbook at Parx Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Anthony!
Take it easy. 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Total debacle.
Midday Show.
It's a bit of a poser, you ask me.
Well, you and I were watching the Pie Oh My episode for the show. Which is a great episode.
You remember one of the greatest aspects of that episode. That's where the drop comes, the Anthony yelling for him.
Anthony!
Getting ready to start the race. Well, you remember when Tone's getting the payout from Ralphie.
He became like the strategist for Pi Obi now that Horace ran the race. So the first thing, I want to take care of you, it was your idea. Makes a big deal out of it. Then he wins, and he wins again.
It's great to win, but when it's your horse.
Right. And then Tony's got his hand out
for his cut.
And like you see him peeling off, and he puts like a, you know, a little stack on his hand.
He goes $2,000 on the first cut.
And then his hand still stays there looking for more.
Because Ralph's got a big wad.
He's looking for more. And more. And it still stays there. And you're, as a viewer, are getting uncomfortable. Uh-huh. And like, they're both acting. The acting is incredible because the pants is like, Ralphie's like looking around. He's like,
I gave you some, but I'm not giving you all.
I'm going to give you all my money. And then he just gives him the whole wad. And Tony just makes it, just has, gives a smirk and doesn't even say, like, thanks.
Yeah. And then they just hug it out.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's awesome.
That's great. Great scene.
Yeah. And, like, Tony didn't have to say anything. That's how well acted it was. He just stood there with his arm out.
Nobody
and breathed.
Breathed better than he did on the air.
When he sat in Melfi's chair and he just.
Yeah.
Through his nose, his agitation. It was spectacular performances. Yeah. It gave you tension.
It did.
Like, uh-oh.
It's a shame, man. Shame he passed.
Yeah.
This is a good weekend to binge watch.
Yeah, I'm on this new show, by the way.
Well, I give you credit, man. You burn through shows.
Yeah, I'm on this show called The Break. It's two seasons, and it takes place over in Belgium.
Oh, I love Belgium.
Yeah, and it's this guy moves back to the town he grew up in. He's a cop, and there's this.
It's
a suicide of this local guy that plays for like the local club soccer team, you know, big soccer, like professional. And it's this whole case, and I'm only a couple episodes in, but it's pretty intriguing. I watched Bad Blood, too.
All right,
let me
ask you a question about this, because is it subtitled?
No.
Is it dubbed?
I don't know. I can't tell yet.
See, I got to tell you, it loses me.
Yeah.
There was a German show that I thought was really good, but it's dubbed, and it just loses its...
Yeah, the dubbed actors are not good.
I'd rather just read it.
Yeah, me too, like Narcos. You know, I have no problem reading it. Gomorrah, same thing. I have no problem reading it.
You saw Gomorrah?
Yeah.
That's a great...
Oh, yeah. Great mom show.
That's a great show.
Very authentic. But Bad Blood, if you like those type of shows, is the Rizzuto story in Montreal Mob, and their confrontation with the New York mob. It is really good. It's only like eight episodes, but it was really good.
I gotta do it. I watched that I'd be interested in. I have to catch up on True Detective.
Yeah.
Because I heard it's incredible.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna wait for the season to end and then just binge it in like a day and a half.
Yeah,
I like doing it that way.
Yeah, I think I wanna the first season, like, I watched the first episode and I was like, wow, like this was awesome. You know, you had McConaughey.
Great actor.
And, I mean, seriously, you know, and Woody. Those two together.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Were incredible, man. They were awesome.
Yeah. They can make you feel despair real easy. Although McConaughey, I was with my wife last night, we were watching TV, and the McConaughey, like, Buick commercial comes on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so, he's like shooting pool and trying to do a masse shot.
Yeah, I hate it. It's so stupid.
It's so over.
Yeah, it's for right. A commercial. It's terrible, yeah.
I know. I'm just thinking the whole time he's going, all right. That's what I like about them high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age. Yes, they do. Watch Ditch Two Geeks. Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah, Party Moon Tower. Everybody's gone. 610-632-0975. All right, let me give you this Factor Fiction, Ant. Factor Fiction Friday. Howie Roseman will make a big splash and acquire either Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, or some very high-profile offensive weapon this offseason. Fact or fiction?
You know, I want to say fiction, but...
From a fiduciary responsibility side.
But Howie is the man of the splash.
And working contracts and working numbers to make it all fit.
He's a splash guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know...
He's not Howie Page 3.
I just wonder, like, who would you want? I mean, they would both be incredible fits.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid of Antonio Brown.
I mean, you're not afraid of Le'Veon Bell's? Like,
not as much.
Really?
No. His thing was just straight up contract. Antonio Brown was confrontation with the quarterback, the coaching staff. To me, that's the why I kind of... I feel a little different about it.
Yeah, the only thing, though, Jason, when you think about Le'Veon Bell and you think about James Conner had a lot of great success.
Yeah, it came out of Pitt, and it was really good for that team.
Now, I'm telling you, Le'Veon Bell is a special player, but what does a whole year off now, does it freshen his legs, or does he atrophy?
Is it done? It could be done. Sometimes you take a year off, you're done.
Yeah.
Especially that position.
Because now all of a sudden you're not getting
hit. Maurice Claret. Yeah, Pat just said that in my ear. It's a great one. Yeah. So, fact or fiction? Does he make the big splash with either a Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, or some big time? I'm talking one that's going to land Howie on the front page of the paper, not
See,
on the
I
back page.
I think he adds a skill guy that's a big guy, that's somebody. Now, somebody could shake loose. There could be a trade. Mm-hmm. You know, the new GM in the NFL now looks at contracts like baseball or like NBA. So if you got a year left and you know the guy's not, you're not going to re-sign him, you try to get something for him.
Sure.
So I'll say fact.
Wow.
That Howie makes a splash. I don't think it's going to be AB or Bell, but it'll be somebody else.
Okay, so it's either via free agency or via trade.
I will not put
Anthony!
Trade.
I like it.
I will not put trade past Howie.
Okay. Maybe one of those trade chips could be a tight end for the Eagles. I got a fact or fiction coming up in that regard, too.
All right.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to Jay in West Philly on The Fanatic. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all making out?
Jay.
It's Friday,
hey,
man.
What's going on? I wasn't able to get to y'all, but I told y'all that rant was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.